Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 24th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masech Dabav Metzia, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Gimel. Omar Lishnai, person says to two people, Gozalti L'Echad Mekem, Mone. I stole 100 zuz from one of you. Veini Adea Ezem Mekem, but I don't know which one of you I stole from. Or, Oi, Aviv Shalechad Mekem, Hivki Limone. Look, the father of one of you two has given me 100 zuz to mind, and I've got it now to give back, but I don't know which one of your fathers has given it to me. He gives to each one 100 zuz. In the case of the robbery that he stole, he doesn't know which one he stole from, or in the case where the fathers, he doesn't know the father of which person gave him the 100 zuz, he must give to both. Shehoido mipi atzmoi. Because he admitted of his own accord, he wants to be doing the right thing, he wants to do morally, the high ground. So if that's the case, you want to do the right thing, you give each one 100 zuz. But technically, min ha-din, a court could not impose this. He only is chayv to pay 100 zuz and they will divide it. Why? Because there was no one asking for it. There was no one being toveh. There was no one claiming the monies. If, however, both of them claimed it and he admitted that he stole from one of them a money, then each one of them would have to swear that he stole a money from them, and he would give a money to each one. That's a penalty. It's a knas, because he was over. He violated lo sigzol, do not steal. So the chachamim then said, if they're demanding payment, here there's a tevei, he'll have to pay both. Similarly, if they're both demanding the pikkodin, each one says, my father gave you 100 zuz. And he says, well, the father of one of you deposited with me 100 zuz, but I don't know which one. In that case, each one will swear that his father left him 100 zuz, and he'll have to give a money to each one. Why? Because he acted negligently. Because he should have remembered which of them had left the 100 zuz with him. The Mishnah adopts a case of Aviv shel echad mikem hifkid li money, the father of one of you has deposited 100 zuz with me. Why does the Mishnah say that? Because if it were a different case, if it were a case where he says to them, one of you deposited with me 100 zuz, and both he and they don't remember who it is, then he would be potter, he'd be exempt, even if he wanted to be yotzer morally midei shamayim. Why? Because the one who deposited but with him the money should have remembered. It's a different case where he says, the father of one of you deposited with me, well, they can't be blamed. It was the father of one of them. They don't know who it was. He's the one who admits it. Well, if he wants to pay up, he should pay to each one. But where one of them have given it directly and they can't remember and he can't remember, well, then it's not his fault. Then he's potter, even if he wants to be Yotzer de Shemaim, because the one that deposited with him should have remembered it. Mishnah Dalet. Two people deposited with one person money for safekeeping. Zemone, one gave 100 zuz. Vizemosaim, the other one gave 200 zuz. But the trouble comes, now they come to collect their monies, their deposits. Zeomer shilimosaim, zeomer shilimosaim. Now each party says, I gave you the 200 zuz. And the other fellow says, I gave you 200 zuz. So one of them is lying, obviously. What does he do? He must pay 100 zuz to each one of them, because one thing's for sure, that each one of them definitely is owed 100 zuz. But as far as the second lot of 100 zuz, that v'hashar yehi munach al shav Eliyahu, the rest of it will remain with him. He doesn't give it away. He waits until Eliyahu Navi comes, and the Eliyahu will one day come and will establish who is telling the truth. Either that or until they come to a compromise between themselves, or one will admit that it was not him that it was owed and the other one says it was mine. Until that happens, he keeps that third lot of 100 zuz with him. The one explains that we're talking about a case where the two of them brought the 300 zuz in one big bundle of money. And therefore, he can be excused for not remembering or not knowing which of them gave 200 zuz, because he can say, look, I saw you fellows were not makbid. You were not fussy about each other. You trusted each other. The very fact that you put it in one big bag, 300 zuz. So I didn't pay attention to wonder which one of you has got the 100, gave me the 100 to mind, which one gave the 200 to mind, because I saw that you didn't mind between yourselves. You trusted each other. And then, and in that case, he can get away with just giving each one 100 zuz, and the rest remains until Eliyahu comes, or until we find proof of who what belongs to. But if they gave it to him in two separate bundles, each one gave clearly a bundle of money, 200 zuz, and the other one gave 100 zuz, then in that case, we hold him responsible. He's negligent, because he should have written the name of each one on the bundle of money. He should have kept it quite separate, so he's not getting mixed up later. And in that case, each one of them would swear that they gave him 200 zuz, even though one of them is obviously lying, and then he gives 200 zuz promptly to each of them, losing 100 zuz of his own. That's how the Rif and the Rambam learn pshat. Rashi learns a bit differently. Rashi learns that even if they gave their monies in two separate bundles, but they did it in front of each other, he's also excused. Even in that case, the minder, the shomer, is excused. He can say, look, I saw you came in and you had no suspicion about each other. You trusted each other. You gave it in front of him, in front of your own eyes. You gave him, one gave 100, one gave 200. I didn't bother then thinking who gave what. And then he can be excused as well. That's how Rashi will learn, even if it's in two separate bundles of money. However, we have now another dissenting opinion in the Mishnah itself. The Tanakhama holds, as we just said, that the third bundle of 100 zuz he keeps. He doesn't give it to any of them. One of them is lying. We don't know which one, but he keeps it. But the other two, but the first 100 zuz each one of them gets, because they definitely owed that amount. But Rabbi Yossi argues with this. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Im Kain, if so, if that's what you're going to do, you're going to give each 100 zuz, and you're going to keep that third 100 zuz till Eliyahu Navi comes. Ma hifsid horamai. What has the cheater lost? In other words, the one is telling a lie. There's no incentive for him not to tell a lie. Why? Because he knows at the end of the day that even if he lies, he'll get his 100 zuz back. He'll get his 100 zuz back. So what's the incentive for him to tell the truth? Nothing. Ella Bat, says Rabbi Yossi, I feel that HaKoil Yehei Munach Anshei Yov Eliyahu, the whole 300 zuz, everything stays with him until Eliyahu comes. This will make the person think twice about cheating if he knows he won't even give back his 100 zuz, and maybe that'll cause him to admit and to say, yes, look, it was me, I only gave you 100 zuz. However, despite the logic in this, the halacha is in fact like the Tanakhama, and therefore he does give 100 zuz to each of them, because that's what they definitely owed. It's only the third set of 100 zuz that he keeps to himself until Eliyahu Navi comes and decides who is telling the truth, or until one of them will admit that will own up.